There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for being part of the show today. And I'm going to talk to you into the next hour about a request we've had from a vet. And I'm going to leave it up to you what we do to help this vet. I'm going to ask you all what your thoughts are. So in the studio with me, if you're just now joining us at the top of the hour, it is Josh and Gary Franchi. And I'm so glad to have them here keeping me company in the studio today. All right, let me rant about Ben Carson. What are you thinking, Ben? You know, you came out, everybody had, like, this hope. We were afraid to hope against hope, but we thought, he sounds so good. He's a pediatric neurosurgeon. He is a Republican, whether that means anything or not. And then he starts doing things like coming out for vaccines, of course, but he's going to do that because he's a physician and he has to. But then the other day, just to blow himself out of the water and blow up both of his feet, here's what he does. He says on CNN, you know, being gay or homosexual is a choice. And, of course, Wolf Blitzer says, oh, really? And why is that? Because there are men who go into prison that are straight and they come out gay. There is your proof. And, of course, their head is spinning with that information. And so later, the next day, after making that a statement, and here's what happened when he said, are you sure that that means that that homosexuality is a choice? Absolutely. Absolutely, Dr. Ben Carson says. The next day, he comes out with an apology. He said, the jury is not in on whether or not homosexuality is a choice. The thing I was just adamant about yesterday, I now am questioning severely. Are you kidding? That just, you know what? If you're going to believe in something, believe in it. But don't back down the next day because you were told to.
Sounds like a politician to me.
Sounds like. I mean, that made me so upset. I mean, I don't care. If he believes that, let him believe that. But believe it then. And don't all of a sudden crump.
Right. Stand up for what you believe.
Yeah.
Well, I think he probably got the poll numbers back after that.
Yeah.
He said, you know, I need to adjust my position.
Yeah, I do kind of represent the Republicans here, and they're not happy. They were not happy. But you know what? I have no respect for that man whatsoever, period, now, because he would do that. That was just disgusting. And speaking of no respect, Hillary Clinton, she did all private emails. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. You have a business, and you're going to use your private email account to email all your businesses on? I don't think so. And you're going to...
Your Secretary of State?
Yeah, your Secretary... Yeah. You know, not just any job in the government, right? Uh-huh. And so she uses not only her private email account, but she opens up a private server for herself and does all of her emails on her own private server. A, security might be an issue here. B, transparency might be an issue here. So she now has turned over 55,000 pages of emails. Redacted, of course. Now, we know that the Clintons have never been really forthcoming with what is called the truth. And so this was a perfect way for her to shield all of her information. And so now, instead of just subpoenaing the whole entire server, they're going to ask her to please turn over all this stuff. Would you please? Can we see your emails, please?
Well, and by doing so, she was able to avoid FOIA requests for her emails.
Wow.
So she was circumventing the law that was designed to allow the American people transparency on their elected or appointed officials.
And what was going on at this time?
Can you spell Benghazi? Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you spell Benghazi? So how convenient. And are you telling me that only 4 years later they finally figured out she's using her private email address? I mean, everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. Now, see, they can get away with all those things. But if you were to attempt to do something like that, heaven forbid. When are we going to say, no, no, we're not going to do every single rule, regulation, code, and law that you tell us to do when you all can break them? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We have a little bit of time here before our guest joins us at the bottom of the hour, John Willard III, to talk about an amazing study that has come out that I am so impressed with. I said, get him on the air to tell our listeners. Then he had a special offer that he gave to the Power Hour. A special offer, buy one, get one free. And you know what Rosie went and did? She says, well, I'm going to give that to our listeners. I'm going to give that benefit to our listeners.
That is awesome.
Well, so she turned it over and she says she wants you all to take advantage of that. So I thought that was really nice of her. Okay, getting back to whatever news is left here that we could cover. Let me just tell you also that the Pentagon now says they're not going to use DU in Iraq and Syria. Really? Can you believe that? I don't know. I mean, if it's so safe, like they've been telling us, why can't they use it? So remember those...
it's a little late for Iraq, I'd say.
I think,
the most contaminated country in the world with the...
radiation, yes. And it's not depleted. Uranium is not depleted. He also says that they're going to... but they're continuing to use the A-10s. And let me just tell you that the 30-millimeter shells in the A-10... they shoot out about 4,000 rounds per minute.
Oh, wow.
4,000 rounds in that Gatling gun. Yep, absolutely. Okay, flu vaccine paradox is spreading globally as more vaccinated people are catching the flu. Surprise, surprise, ladies and gentlemen.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope, doesn't make any sense, does it? That story can't be true. Recently vaccinated children are a threat to public health, and evidence shows that they can spread the disease and cause outbreaks. And mainstream media declares that U.S. immigrants spread the measles to Latin America, not the other way around. What happened to Disneyland? What happened to Disneyland? And, of course, you know, they can never figure out. They can't even keep the right viruses in the right lab away from the monkeys. But yet, they can figure out that started in Disneyland. Oh, what a joke that was.
And remember, too, the CDC apologized for the strain that they selected this year. Said, sorry, the vaccine strain we chose for the flu, it's not going to work.
Nope.
You know, and I drive around town, and I see all these vaccine, get your vaccine shots outside of Walgreens, and I just want to, like, walk up with a marker and say, you know, put something on the sign that says, ineffective.
Yeah.
Wrong strain.
Well, like, I'm going to let a Walgreens, no offense to Walgreens employees, but, like, I'm going to let you give me a flu shot.
Well, they have a vested interest in pushing those onto the people as they come up to get their prescriptions at the counter. Did you get your flu shot? Yeah, they're all happy and go lucky about it. But you know what? Even when the CDC puts out their own admission stating that it's an ineffective flu vaccine this year, they're still pushing it. Pushing it.
That's right. What was the Walgreens, I think, that said that, well, since we care about your health, we are not going to be selling cigarettes anymore. So we're just going to be pushing all this
CVS.
Other stuff.
CVS, yeah.
So we're going to push all this other stuff on you, and especially the vaccines. I don't know. I don't want to. I can't believe people going into Walmart. By the way, Walmart quit doing that flu vaccine thing because nobody was ever there.
No, really.
Nobody went in there. $30 to get a vaccine, a flu vaccine? I don't think.
Target was doing it, too.
Yeah?
I heard the lady one time, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Well, no, I spoke to her. Sorry.
I remember when I got a flu vaccine many years ago. Yeah, I was probably about maybe 17. And I got so sick. I was like, I had the flu right after I had it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the point of it?
I know. That's what half the people say. But for them to predict, as if they're so omniscient, you know, that we can predict the best virus to infect you with, it's just crazy. It is crazy. And they use the same stuff every year. I got one from 8 years ago. I've got a vaccine. Still have the vaccine, the actual vaccine. And it has H1N1 in it. H1N1.
Really?
8 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to stuff in your food. KFC meals contain mystery organs from tormented chickens.
Delicious.
I don't like to cover these stories, but just when you think that the food couldn't possibly get any more disgusting, a California teenager finds what he believes is a chicken brain alongside his chicken breast, thighs, and corn. Like many students, he was looking for a quick meal when he decided to roll by a KFC. It looks like a brain to me, he says. And anyway, it's just absolutely repulsive. The picture, if you want to go there, eat your breakfast first, I would say.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know.
I just thought, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, eat your breakfast first before you look at the picture. Unsurprising, though, KFC did not respond promptly, but when they did, the fast food franchise, which is known for making headlines for torturing chickens by twisting their heads off and slamming them against walls, offered a cheap and presumably insincere, oh, we are sorry. They probably gave him a free meal. The teen said all he really wanted was his lunch money back as far as what I paid for my meal because, I mean, my meal didn't sit too well with me. And hoping to make that happen, Fox 40 tweeted KFC made a phone call to the company's corporate headquarters. The teen said he eventually received another call from KFC who assured him that the brain was actually just a kidney or a gizzard. And it was totally safe to eat. That does not look like any kidney or gizzard I have ever seen, ladies and gentlemen. And the undercover investigator reported seeing hundreds of acts of cruelty when he went into a KFC farm, including workers tearing beaks off, ripping their heads off to write graffiti in blood, spitting tobacco juice into birds' mouths, plucking feathers to make it snow, suffocating a chicken by tying a latex glove over his head. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Now, why doesn't PETA go there? Unbelievable. Oh, anyway, disgusting. Anyway, in the email blast, I'm not going to cover this, but what is frankincense good for? 8 essential oil uses for frankincense. There are also 4 uses for peppermint. So frankincense and peppermint, ladies and gentlemen, check it out in the email blast. And daylight savings time is coming up this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Spring forward. fall back.
I do not like this manipulation.
I know. Anything that manipulates Josh, he does not like. Anything. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And also included in the email blast will be 13 natural remedies that can relieve you from rheumatoid arthritis. And is stevia healthy and safe to use? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. Anyway, we are going to have this half hour free, and then we'll be joined by Mr. Willard in the bottom of the hour. But let me read a letter to you from a young man that I received who wants our help. And he sent, let me just tell you up front, he sent all the documentation to support this. His name is Jeffrey. And he says, I am a disabled vet. I was in the Navy from 72 to 77. And he said, this year I am not able to pay my taxes on my home. I'm 60 years old, and the county intends to move me out of my house, according to their take notice, on April 21st of this year. And he did send me the take notice from Illinois that they are going to remove him from his home. He said, I am not able to come up with the money to make the payments. I keep going through these crashes that leave me useless and making me feel difficult and make it difficult for me to do simple things. And he's talking about Gulf War illness. He's talking about having problems as a result of having served in the military, he believes. And he is disabled from the military. I keep going through these crashes that leave me useless and make it difficult for me to do simple things. I have severe internal injuries, traumatic brain injuries, which were acquired in the line of duty, as my Navy hospital report states. I am trying to be a useful part of society to the best of my ability, but many times I have to spend many months just laying back in my chair and working on the computer. That is about all I can do. My VA social services worker suggested that I send this letter to every veterans organization so that I can ask for some assistance in paying my property tax bill. I would appreciate any type of help that you can give me. Let me tell you right now who is going to deny him help. Wounded Warrior. Right. I can pretty well guarantee that organization has not helped one veteran that I have seen. And I mean, other than for PR usage and to have their wife cry on TV so that they can look pathetic and they get more money. And I'm sorry to say that, but look at their Form 90 and see how much money they make and how little of it they give away. I also want to ask you, the listeners, do you want to help this gentleman? Do you want to help Jeffrey from Illinois? And normally the Power Hour would say, if you donate some money, we'll make up the rest of it. But we really don't have, or we would just go ahead and write him a check. But we don't have the money right now. But if you are willing to help out Jeffrey so that we can save his house for him, I would, by the way, he's 60 years old, disabled veteran from active duty. If you would be willing to help him out and donate the money at the Power Hour, then we will make sure that he gets the money. Now, we already have, and I want to thank a few people here. We have Joan, Margot, and Carol, who recently donated. You know, a lot of times when they send in their order, they'll send a little extra and just say, give it to the vets. And we only, believe me, give it to deserving vets. And we always check their story out and require documentation. And I want to thank Gladys, because last night I was able to see that Gladys had sent in some money in. And Gladys has been with us, like, since the very beginning. She is an amazing listener and supporter of the Power Hour. So all totaled, we already have $505. So that would leave us needing
$995.
Very good, Josh. That's just because you're a homeschooling dad. You know that. So if you would be willing to donate, we need $995. So if you're willing to donate and help us out to save his house, because I would like for you all to know that you had a part in saving this man's home. I think that would be a great thing. I mean, if you want to take your tithing money this time and put it toward a veteran who wants to save his home, I mean, think of if you were in that position. I mean, they've already done the...
It's not a lot, because it's a lot of money. You know, it's so...
No.
I mean, I know $1,500 is a lot of money, but to save a guy's house,
yeah,
you know, and to keep him from being kicked out,
yeah,
seems like such a small thing that, you know, you guys can do it. We can.
His house is probably paid for, too, and the government's going to come take it anyway.
Yeah. Do you think we should do it, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to leave it up to you.
I believe we can.
If you can donate $5, $10, call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. and donate. We'll come back after this four-minute break, and we'll talk about this more. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Gary.
We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the people. And as I told you before the break, there is a gentleman who wrote to me needing some help. And as you all know, we really help veterans. We don't just tell everybody that we do and donate more money so we can use it for, executive salaries. We actually do help veterans. I received a letter from Jeffrey. He needs to save his home. So during the break, I got Jeffrey on the line, and I think he is. Scott, is he on the line? We got him, okay? I'm going to bring on Jeffrey from Illinois, He is about to lose his house, and he needs your help. So, Jeffrey, thank you very much for being willing to come on the Power Hour this morning.
Yes, thank you very much.
Now, you said that you sent the documents to prove that you're kind of in a world of hurt right now with your house and you don't want to lose it. And April 21st, I believe it is, they are going to come and take your house. I just want you to tell the listeners, you know, you're a disabled vet, you want the help, you need the help, and we need to sort of join in and help these veterans that are in trouble, because the government's not going to do it. You know, Wounded Warrior's not going to do it, unfortunately. I've had a lot of actions of people trying to get help from Wounded Warrior. But you have written a very nice letter, sent a lot of documentation out to a lot of people. How many veterans organizations have responded?
Okay, so far there's not been any veterans organizations at all. You're the only one so far, but that's only been about 2 weeks now.
2 weeks, but still, that's 2 weeks, and you're kind of got a bubble here of time that you need to have this money. So just tell the listeners, and here's a chance. You can go on national radio and tell them, you know, please help me out. You know, it's not going to be that you're going to be needing help every month or every year, but you need help specifically now.
Yes. You know, in 1977, I was in the United States Navy, and I fell off a cliff. I fell 180 feet and landed on rocks. They put me out of the hospital in 2 days. And then it's just been all these years. I've still tried to work. I worked, and I keep having these crashes, and it comes out as traumatic brain injury. And even though they don't have it listed at the VA as this as a problem, but that's what it was. I was really busted up, and I just can't make ends meet. And Governor Quinn, our past governor, he signed the internet tax bill, which needs to go national. And once that happened, I have a website. I worked 3-4 days a week on my website, and it wiped my website out. I had no income. I get 10% disability from the
10%. 10%. Tell the listeners how much 10% is, if you don't mind.
Okay, 10% is $120-some a month, and I also get civil service retirement pay because I work for the Department of Army, but they took my pay and all the time that I had with pay without leave and sick leave, and I was 30 days a year with leave without pay after I used all my sick leave and all my annual leave. I used all of that just because I was sick. And I tried, and I tried, and I'm at a point I can't go no more. I'm 60 years old, and they gave me that move notice April 21st. I talked to a lawyer that did respond, but this was through the Veterans Administration. They got me a lawyer, and they extended it to October 21st. October 21st, I have to be out of here. They say my pets go to the pound. Everything I have goes, and this is, I think, a criminal act, and it could be easily solved by putting a mortgage tax instead of income, a property tax.
I
own my property.
All right. Okay, you own the property. You own the property. Okay,
yes,
let me just leave it at this. We're going to come up against a break right now, but just leave it at this, that we want to help you, and we want to raise the money. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your chance. Give a call to the Power Hour and donate money for Jeffrey. And we've already got $500 donated, and we need to get some more. So if you will give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, we're going to leave it up to our listeners to come to your aid. And I just want you to know that the Power Hour cares. We're a national radio talk show. And also, as you know, I'm the spokesperson for the American Gulf War Veterans Association. And we really do care about veterans. So I just want to say thank you very much, Jeffrey, and we're going to try to help you out, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All righty. You have a blessed day. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you. Again, give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. He had brain injury from the military, fell off a cliff 180 feet, and gets $120 a month. Is that criminal? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freezer Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere.
Love that song.
The dream that you dare to, oh why can't I oh, someday.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world. Let me tell you quickly, we got a lot of things on sale at the Power Hour, and we have the Power Hour Garden Seed Kit. So get ready for planting. Power Hour Garden Seed and the Seed Kit is on special now. Rosie put it on sale. We don't normally put this on sale. We also have the Power Hour Medicinal and Culinary Herb Kit, which has 29 different herbs, organic herbs. We have the greens package. If you just want to plant greens like we do in our greenhouse, you can get that. The basic starter package with only 14 varieties. We also have the soil cube. And, of course, Ron Kleinfelter's easy-to-build greenhouse. Ron took 35 years of experience and put it into these plans so that you would know how to build the best greenhouse. And let me tell you, it is excellent. $13.50 at the Power Hour. So get your seeds and your greenhouse plans and Willard Water, which is what we're going to be talking about this hour, because I'm so fascinated by it, as are many, many people. We're going to have John Willard joining us today, and he is going to tell us about his grandfather and what his grandfather did in the area of creating the incredible chemist that created Willard's Water. And so glad to have him join us today. John Willard III, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Having me on, Joyce, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, because we love this stuff that really works. We love the things that are real. And Willard Water has been around for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, they never even needed to advertise because it worked so well, it sold itself. And that is pretty amazing. John, first of all, for all the people that are new to the Power Hour that don't know what Willard Water is, give us the Reader's Digest version of what, people probably don't even know what that means anymore. Of what Willard Water is.
Well, I know what it means. I'm old enough to know what it means. But Dr. Willard was my grandfather. He was a doctor of chemistry. He got his PhD from Purdue University. And he was teaching chemistry at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. He was originally from South Dakota, and he had gone all over the world. He worked on the Manhattan Project during World War II. He taught at Virginia Military Institute. And a little bit later in his career, he decided he wanted to come back to his native South Dakota. And so he began to look for a job and landed a job at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. And while there, he became very interested in trace minerals. And I won't bore your folks with the long details of what was going on here, but he began to work on developing a trace mineral water out of lignite, fossilized plants. Plants would fall to the bottom of a swamp, and they would fossilize. And through a series of what he just said were happy accidents or dumb luck, I was thinking serendipity myself, but he began to do some experiments with other things and this lignite water. And he began to combine it with a lot of other natural ingredients for the drink, things like he added a little castor oil, he added some salts, and he was testing it consistently. And one day he started doing some tests. He felt like he had a formula that he liked, and he began to drink this. He began to dilute this product and then drink it and test his blood cells for the effects of toxicity, and he noticed that it was boosting the movement of platelets in his bloodstream very significantly, and he thought that was very odd. It shouldn't be doing those things. And so he began to do more research, and he eventually sent it up to a friend of his at Purdue by the name of Dr. T.W. Perry, and they conducted research for about 8 years, and what they found was that this solution that my grandfather invented, all-natural solution, when added to water, was somehow changing the water in a way that was making it a more efficient delivery system. And so what we see in human beings and animals is we see things like better digestion. It helps the body break down particles into smaller particles. We also see much better cellular absorption and utilization of nutrients, particularly as you would expect with water-soluble vitamins. But we see a really big boost in B vitamin activity when Willard water is drank. And we also see a big boost in free radical scavenging. And we now know, after a year of studies a couple of years ago, that what Willard water is doing is also boosting the absorption and utilization of antioxidants in the cells as well. And so my grandfather opened our company in 1973, and we've been selling the product nonstop since then.
And it was so impressive to so many people that they actually did a 60 Minutes program on this, which I have seen the DVD on this. They did a 60 Minutes program in talking about this Wonder Water. I'm surprised they didn't call it Wonder Water, because that's about what they described it as. It's been made into a gel. And it is amazing on what it does with burns. And I'm going to tell the story of what a chiropractor told me that she did with Willard Water a little bit later. But then they did this hearing on the Catalyst Altered Water. And ladies and gentlemen, you can get that at the Power Hour. I think it's $3. I don't remember how much it is. It's 45 pages long. And it is a committee report on Catalyst Altered Water, a briefing by the Subcommittee on Health and Long-Term Care, that was done in 1980. And how this got before the government, I don't know. Perhaps you can explain that to us, John.
Yes. Basically, the Women Water history is a really great history of, honestly, supplements and natural products in the United States. Because when my grandpa came up with this product, it is a water additive. It's not just a straight water. It's a water additive. And the FDA wasn't really sure what to do with it. Because back in the 70s, something was either a food or it was a drug, and there was nothing in between. And, of course, Willard Water was nearly a food, neither a food nor a drug. And so the FDA made some different efforts and then eventually just told my grandfather he couldn't sell it anymore by the late 70s. But by this time, thousands of people in western South Dakota and eastern Montana and eastern Wyoming were using my grandfather's product for a variety of different things. They were drinking it themselves. They were giving it to their livestock. They were using it on their plants. And these people were all very upset when the FDA told my grandfather he couldn't sell it anymore. And so they began to write them and call their members of Congress, and Congress responded by holding a hearing in 1980. And out of that hearing, they actually ordered the FDA to reclassify Willard Water as a milk.
What, as a milk?
As a milk, yes.
Oh, those people are so smart. They are so good. That's how we have the government we have today. This water is milk, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be kidding me, John. I did not know that.
Yes, yeah, so it was classified as a milk until 1994 when Congress passed the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act and that created all these supplements.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I can't resist. So you said it was a milk until they passed another law and made it not a milk.
Wow.
I mean, that is just like, isn't that the way they do it? It's a milk. And
just kidding.
No, it's a milk. And then, no, it's not a milk. Yeah, not, just kidding. It's not a milk now. I mean, I can't believe that.
The power of government.
Yeah, I cannot believe that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is. Like I said, it's a great story of really how natural products and supplements had to exist prior to the passage of DSHEA in 1994. So out of that hearing is how 60 Minutes did their story. And that 60 Minute story was really what launched Willard Water worldwide. We received, I think within a week of that story being aired, we received 100,000 orders.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And what were people wanting to do with it? I mean, what did the average person want to use it for to accomplish?
Well, if you watch that show, there were a lot of different things that they mm-hmm. talked about. And my grandfather was very much the consummate scientist. When you think of something, and it's really hard for people to wrap their heads around this, but what my grandfather originally called this product was a catalyst. And a catalyst is sort of like a spark plug. It makes something else work better. And that's basically what Willard Water is doing, and it affects a variety of bodily functions. When I talk about cellular absorption and free radical scavenging, those are the things that the FDA will allow me to talk about. But there are a number of bodily functions that Willard Water affects. And you mentioned, and I think I can say this without the FDA blowing up my house, the 60 Minutes video talked about burns in plants primarily, that people were using it on their burns, and they had this gentleman by the name of Chauncey Taylor in Montana who was welding an oil drum, and the oil drum, or, you know, a lot of ranchers, you cut their oil drums in half, and that's what they put water in when they're out in the field. And he was doing that, and the oil drum exploded and covered his body with third-degree burns, particularly his legs. And he just happened to, my grandfather at the time was doing experiments with cattle on branding, and he was asking ranchers to spray it on the brands because he had noticed himself that it seemed to be affecting the skin, and it sort of accelerating some of the movement of, like I said, platelets in the bloodstream, but also water and other things to these affected areas. And so he wanted to see what it was doing with cattle. Well, Chauncey Taylor was one of those people who was doing it up in Montana, and he began to spray his legs with Willard Water as soon as he was burned. And then he called my grandpa shortly thereafter, and the 60 Minutes crew just happened to be there at that time. It was just dumb luck, and the 60 Minutes sent a crew up to Montana to film Chauncey Taylor's recovery. I think it was over a period of about 6 weeks, I believe. And he didn't go to the he went to the doctor, but he didn't do any skin grafting, he didn't use any traditional medicines or anything, and he healed up completely within 6 weeks, and he had no scarring or anything else. And they were third-degree burns. They were really bad burns. And wow. So that was the story. That was the main part of the story on 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. That, and then, once again, like I said, the plants, because there are a lot of farmers that use it to help their crops as well.
Okay, let me tell everybody that we have different forms of Willard water. And I want them to talk about the pH in just a second. But then we've got to get to the agricultural usage on plant. But there's Willard water spray, the aloe gel, which is literally a Willard water topical aloe gel. There's the clear concentrate. Then there is Willard water with minerals in it added to it, and it's more of a brown concentrate. It comes in different sizes, and you can also get the document, the Catalyst Altered Water, that document. Oh, it's $4 on the Select Committee on Aging. Or you can get a book by Beth Lay on Willard Water, Catalyst Altered Water, available at the Power Mall, and that book is $5 on the uses of it. Let me just give you some of the uses. Starting seeds in plants, and we're going to be talking about that. Transplanting, cut flowers, houseplants, outdoors, household cleaning. And I want John to talk about kind of the new information that we have, or he shared with me, on a study that has been done on Catalyst Altered Water for plants. But you can get all of the Willard Water and the products at the Power Hour, and John has offered for today, and I don't know how long this is going to last, but he has offered that if you buy one of the plant Willard Water for plants, you will get one free. It's called the Plant Catalyst. And if you order either the 8-ounce, the 32-ounce, or the gallon, you buy one, you will get one free. That's huge. You buy the gallon and you'll get one free? Oh, my goodness. Wow. I don't know what Rosie was thinking by passing that on to our listeners. No. She has such a heart. She is so good. She always protects our listeners. Anyway, all right. Tell us the big news on the Plant Catalyst water, and also about the pH. First of all, just tell us about the pH, because that's one of the reasons I use it and put it in all my drinks, is because of the pH. Do you too?
Oh, absolutely. It goes in my coffee. And I swear it tastes sweeter, my coffee.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't put sugar or anything.
All right. Well, we're not making a claim, but to you it is.
Absolutely.
That works.
Yeah, it does something to it.
Works for Josh. Okay, the pH. Explain the pH, because that's what I like about it.
Well, it's part of the process of creation, and this was very much an unintended consequence for my grandfather, but it does have a fairly high pH. And once again, we sell everything as it's a concentrate, so it's designed to be added to water, added to other liquids, coffee, whatnot. It has a very high pH, and one of the things about Willard water, and there's a great deal of speculation that why Willard water is doing what it's doing is the pH. I don't really know whether that is or not. All I can say is there's a great deal of science behind what we claim with Willard water, but it does raise the pH. And one thing about it is it doesn't take a heck of a lot of Willard water to do it. And once it alters the structure, alters the pH of the water, it remains that way forever. My grandfather tested a bottle of Willard water for 15 years, and one of the things he tested was pH, and it never changed for 15 years.
Wow.
It was funny because I was looking at a website yesterday.
We got it. Huge.
Awesome.
We have a few vendors, and I won't name any of them because we have contractual obligations, who sell pH drops that are basically Willard water clear rebottled.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a number. We actually just got a new customer this week, as a matter of fact. They buy it by the barrel, and they simply rebottle it. They put it into these little bottles, and there are a number of them on the market, and it was funny because one of these pH companies listed all of their competitors as, you know, these are subpar, and this pH company actually is one of our clients, and the competitors they were listing were also some of our clients.
We'll talk later. Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Okay, let me tell my story real quick here on using the gel. I had a chiropractor who called, who I said, you've got to try this new stuff we got. It's called Willard Water Gel, and I said, it's amazing stuff. So when you have the opportunity to use it on someone, just use it, and then let me know what you think about it. So a lady called and said she was coming into their office because she'd gotten this bad sunburn. She'd been laying out in the sun, and she'd been naked in the sun, and she was cooked. She fell asleep, took a nap there, and came out red. And so she was really bad off, and she knew that she needed to get some help. So she went to the chiropractor's office because the hospital was too far away. And the chiropractor said, You take off your clothes, I'm going to slather you down. And she took that bottle, used that whole bottle on her, and just slathered her down. And she said, I can't remember the amount of time. It was like maybe 30, 45 minutes. I don't even remember how much time it took. But she said the red started going away. And she called me right afterwards, and she said, I cannot believe what this stuff just did. I cannot believe it. But she said, I saw it with my own eyes. And so the lady who was going to go to a hospital after she left the chiropractor decided she didn't even need to. And I don't think she used the whole bottle on her, but she sent the bottle home with her. Now, that is a story I know is true. And that just amazed me that anything could have that kind of a super impact right away.
Well, it's really, like I said, a lot of people have trouble wrapping their heads around what it's doing. And it is, once again, it's just serving as a catalyst. It's just, you know, the body is an amazing thing. And the body will heal itself in the proper circumstances. Sometimes we do things that take a little bit longer. And all Willard Water is doing is serving as a catalyst there to move things a little bit faster. And with the aloe gel, the Willard Water, when paired, we all know how wonderful aloe is. Well, it's got Willard Water in it, our aloe gel does. And that causes the skin to better absorb and utilize the aloe. And so it's basically a 1-2 punch. You get the Willard Water, but you also get the aloe that has a little bit of a boost behind it as well. And so, and it's the same concept with plants. And this is one of the things, like I said, that we're really, really excited about. Why did this buy one free?
That is, yes. And we're going to come back and talk about the plant catalyst, how you use it, what it's for, after this 3-minute break. And that same chiropractor told me I really needed pH drops for $39. If I find out, oh my gosh. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Thank you.
you for being part of our show today, and we really mean that. You are the show. You are what it's all about, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. Joining us today is John Willard III, who has such a command of information regarding the Catalyst Altered Water, and I want to encourage you to purchase it from the Power Mall. Please, please, please try it. If you want to get your pH up, that's a really excellent way to do it. Does a lot of other things, most of which we can't tell you about. You know that how that works. But we've got books on it. We've got it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. All right, the Catalyst Altered Water for Plants. Let's talk about that and the buy one, get one free. That is amazing. Go ahead. Why? And tell me about the new study that was just done.
Yes, this is the most, as I was saying to you on the break, this is, for me, the most exciting thing that I've been involved in the 5 years that I've been involved in our company. We sponsored a study with South Dakota State University, a two-year growing cycle study where we explored using Dr. Willard's with a fertilizer. So it doesn't replace a fertilizer. Once again, this is a catalyst. And so what it does is it makes the plants better utilize the fertilizer. So they absorb it. They get more bang for the buck. You can cut back on the amount of fertilizer you're using by putting Willard water in the mix, this Dr. Willard's in the mix. And so we tested that. And we had SDSU do it. And, I mean, I'll tell you, the results have been phenomenal. In fact, what we found, so people know, is we found that adding Willard water to the mix, or our plant catalyst is what we actually use, that formulation. There are different formulations, as you said. So we use the plant catalyst formulation. It actually increased survival rates during germination. It decreased the amount of time it took for plants to germinate. We got better root development out of germination. We got the plants grew faster. They flowered faster. They fruited faster. And we got significantly increased yield. I mean, we saw on tomatoes like 15% and on lettuce like 25% increase in yield. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was ridiculously successful.
Wow. That's amazing. Can you read that statement from the gentleman who did the study or not? Is that something
that
you have?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dr. Neil Reese, who was the professor, the biologist who was in charge of it. Dr. Reese has been in horticulture for 30 years, and he's the one who oversaw it. And it's one of these great stories because he met a greenhouse owner in South Dakota who had been using it, and this greenhouse owner kept saying to him, how do you use this? How do you use this? Or how do you get these plants? And the greenhouse owner said, it's Dr. Willard's, it's Dr. Willard's. And then he started doing more research, and he found that the city of Rapid City, which is where we're based, was using it on their flowers, had been using it on their flowers for 20 years, and they'd done a number of in-house experiments on it. And so Dr. Reese said, well, I haven't been able to find anything published in the literature. I'd like to do a study that I can then publish in a horticultural journal. And so this is what his evaluation of it was. He said, a series of experiments were conducted in a commercial greenhouse to examine the effects of Willard water on tomatoes, peppers, and lettuce grown in hydroponic cultures for local markets. Preliminary data provided to researchers at South Dakota State University demonstrated that the application significantly decreased the time of seed germination, flowering, and initial fruit. Furthermore, total yields of produce were increased by growth of the plants in nutrient solutions containing Willard water at dilutions. And this was a very important part to him. The dilution ratios for Willard water were very, very small. And this is one of the reasons he became such a fan of it, because it's not the micronutrients, it's not the trace minerals in it. It is the Dr. Willard that's doing it. We put in some of these reservoirs were 50 gallons, and we put 2 ounces of Dr. Willard's in that 50-gallon tank, and these are the results that we got.
That's incredible. That's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break. Final 3 minutes that we're going to have with our guest today, John Willard. I wish we had time for phone calls, but we don't today. So we will come back and talk more about how to use it. How do you get started using it? Get it at the Power Mall right now. You will get buy one, get one free. And, man, it's so concentrated, you can even give one away to somebody else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.